And news just a hand, reported by Nick Bowen from AFL.com.au. Luke McGuan leaving the Tigers in search of opportunities up north, his home state of Queensland. And Luke has been kind enough to join us on the line on this Friday afternoon. Luke, you're talking to Marty Pask and Tristan Fernando. Firstly, tell us, when did this all come about? When did you make the decision that you wanted to head back to Queensland?
Probably a couple of weeks ago. I was contemplating the decision, and it's just become more and more apparent that I'm pretty keen to get home and get back up north and look for another opportunity further closer to home.
You played 12 games in season 2013, kicking 20 goals. What happened after round 9? It looked like you were going beautifully, working as a third tall in tandem with Ty Vickery and Jack Revolt. Then it seemed that you didn't get much of a chance after that until the closing rounds.
Yeah, oh, mate, I cut through a couple of things, I suppose, but I got crook. We had a pretty bad virus and missed a game there, and then also I got injured after that. So just a bit of an unlucky year, really. Started the year well and strong, and I was really happy with how things were panning out, and then it just took a bit of a turn for the worse when I got crook and then got injured. So I just didn't... and then once I got back into the side, I was looking forward to playing finals, and then I had a knee scope just before the first final because I tore my meniscus in the Carlton game just before we played them in the actual prelim. First final.
Now, Sticks, Marty here, mate. Congratulations on the decision, mate. And I actually said yesterday that I thought that the move would be something that you should consider, and I felt that Brisbane, the need for talls that can play both ends of the ground, because you could play defence pretty well, and then obviously this year in the forward line you showed a lot. But mate, I actually remember you coming through with I might be wrong either, but the Broadbeach Cats, when you clunking a few as a 17 year old with the bleach blonde hair. Is forward where you want to play?
Yeah, it is now, mate. I got drafted as a forward. I mean, me and you played together in Queensland as forwards, and I thoroughly enjoyed that then. And, I went to Richmond as a forward. I got injured and came back as a backman. And I've played 6 to 7 years down back after that. And probably only last two or three years I've gone up forward. And I've thoroughly enjoyed going back up forward. It really freshened me up, I suppose, and gave me a new lease on life. So I really enjoyed playing up forward, and I'd like to stay there. But in saying that, at times I will have to go down back, I mean, with injuries and stuff like that, and I have no problems doing that. As I've played on, I mean, the number one forwards in the comp for 6 or 7 years when Richmond were probably struggling more back then, I suppose. They were really starting to make some ground now, and I think Richmond are going to be a really good side and a force in the comp. But for me personally, to get home after 9 years in Richmond, to get home would be a pretty good option for me.
Luke, how big a role did the appointment of Justin Lepich play in swaying your decision or ultimately making it?
Like I was always considering coming home at the end of this year. But then once Justin had signed on, a bit of familiarity there, I really thought that maybe it would be an even better decision. And, I mean, it just confirmed the fact that I do want to look at other options, and that avenue to the Lions would be a great option.
Now, Sticks, we both know Justin. I obviously spent some time with him up at Brisbane. You did here in Richmond. How good a person is he, one? And two, how good a footballing brain will he be able to bring to the Brisbane Lions, and how good will he go as a coach?
Mate, I think it's a great appointment by the Lions. He was great for not only myself, but a lot of players at Richmond. Coming in with all his knowledge and experience, and I mean the 3 premierships he's got, and just the winning culture that he has behind him. The Lions, that era in general, when they won the 3 premierships, it just shows they had this this culture, and that culture is still very strong within him, and he tries to put it on us. And I mean, you can see the benefits that some of the Richmond players were getting now. I had him as my backline coach initially for my first couple of years at Richmond, and then he went into more of an offensive coach, but I mean, I still had a lot to do with him, and I know a lot of players are quite thankful for all the work that he's put in with them. And the best thing about him is he's a straight shooter. He'll always tell you up front and honest.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about him.
No doubt.
Because you really don't have to second guess with him. He'll just tell you how it is. And the best thing about it is that way you get better, because you know what you know what you need to do, and what he wants from you.
And of course, obviously we spoke about the link, but how it actually came about, was it something that your management, I know recently you've switched to Velocity Sports, was it something that they've inquired being up there in Queensland, and how about we look at Luke McGuan? Was that before the decision you made to leave Richmond, or was it just a joint decision, and once Leppard got the appointment, he gave you a call and said, look, I can give you some more opportunity up here?
Yeah, I mean, the switch in the end, it definitely did help knowing that, I mean, Alistair Lynch and Tim Batty have been really, really instrumental for me to start speaking to the Lions, and that was a couple of weeks ago, whereas management company prior to that, we probably hadn't started talks, and we were looking at re-signing Richmond, which I, at the time, probably wasn't overly keen on, and I was, like I said earlier, was keen to try and get home, and then once Leppa got the job in Brisbane, it was really a no-brainer for me to try and see if I can open up that avenue and come home.
And Luke, as we let you go and you begin the next phase of your AFL career, how do you look back on your time at Richmond?
Oh, I loved every second of it, mate. And I mean, they're one of the big four clubs, and I mean, it's going to be a really hard thing to actually walk away from a club that, I mean, I was 17 when I first rocked up there, and I was 70 kilos or whatever I was, thin as a rake, still am, but not. But no, mate, I really look back and fond memories, and I had a great time growing up with some amazing guys. I mean, Wayne Campbell was my first captain there, then Kane Johnson, Chris Newman, and Trent Cotchin. So I've been through quite a long time now, and I mean, I think it's just time for me to move on and just have a freshen up and a new start for me.
Luke, we do appreciate you taking our call this afternoon. Good luck with the next step in your AFL career with the Brisbane Lions, and we hope to see you in the maroon, gold and blue, kicking plenty of goals up forward in 2014 and beyond.
Let's hope so. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
On your sticks.
Luke McGuan there.